Rebbe himself holds like Rebbe Meir, and he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean? Zachur and Rashi Bavonse will soon see, what's Bechal the Shal then? What do you have to have the basket there all together for? Let's find the case without the basket. No, Rebbe holds the sheet like Rebbe Yehuda's sheet, will soon see. Wherever you put the Erev down, it's Halach and Arubei Tchumim, you have to put it down on a Mokum, which is Dalad by Dalad. The Erev has to be in a Choshev Mokum. Like you want to be kind of the Shavisa, you put the Erev down someplace. The Erev has to be, the bread has to be on top of a Mokum that's at least Dalad by Dalad. If you stop put the bread on top of a tree, and the tree itself is less than Dalad by Dalad, the Erev wouldn't be Chal. Nothing to do, you can't take it off, you could take it off. Afilu, you'd want to be shoveled on top of the tree. You want to live there. There's a new Allah we'll soon see according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Erev itself has to be on a Choshev Amokim, which is at least Dalat Tfachim or Dalat Tfachim. So that's why you need this Kukola here. You need this basket to be right next to the tree, because the tree itself is not a Dalat by Dalat. So if you put the Erev on top of the tree, it wouldn't be Chal. Now that you have the basket next to it, the basket makes it look like there's a Mokim Dalat or Dalat here, and therefore the Erev could be Chal. But Avada Rishus HaYochid, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you're allowed to take the bread off this mokum and put it on the ground. Therefore, Yerev is Chal. Let's see Rashi. The Sovel Lach Rashi, the Sovel Lach Reb Meir. Oh, let's see the Gemara first. The Gemara says, Rebbe Sovel Lach Reb Meir, the Sovel Lach Reb Yehuda. Sovel Lach Reb Meir, Rebbe holds like Reb Meir, Shit to the Omar, Choykikin Lahashtim. We can hollow something out to make him a good shear. Like here, really, you have the basket. Now, the basket is not really part of the tree. So you want it by chutkin, you want to hollow out either the tree or the basket to make it look like one flat mokum, as if the mokum is dalad by dalad. That's a svara, even though it's not really a flat mokum, we can flatten it out for you. Chutkin, we can hollow it out. We hollow out the basket to make it look as if it's part of the tree, and now you have a mokum dalad by dalad. And right to the sovolok Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda's shita. The yomer Rebbe Yehuda's chiddush is, be'inan erev agabe mokum arbo, v'lekum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an Erev could only be Chal if you put the Erev on a chosh of a place, that place is Dalat Tfachim or Dalat Tfachim. So here we're talking about you put it on top of the tree. The tree was saying itself is only Gimel by Gimel. It's not Roch of Dalat. So really the Erev cannot be Chal, it's not on a good place. But that we say no, since you have a basket right next to the tree. And we say Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir Shita, that we take the basket and we can hollow out the basket to make it flat, the same surface as the tree. So we'll look now as if the top of the tree is Roch of Dalad by Dalad. Therefore, it's a good mokum to put the Erev. That's why the Erev is Chal. Aye, the kashrut is if the basket is more than Yud Tfachim high, the Chur is the Rishus HaYochid. If it's Rishus HaYochid, it's awesome with the Raisa to take the Lechem off the tree and put it on the ground. The Teretz says, no, it's not a Rishus HaYochid here. Because the tree by itself is only Gimel by Gimel. Now this Svar, the basket next to it, is not really a flat Mokum. It's a new Svar, we said, contra Remeya, Chaykikin. We look as if we can hollow out the basket to make it flat. That's only the Rabbanon Dikis Svarom, Negeit Hilchus Erev. You have to have a flat mokum, we'll flatten it out for you. But for the right to take Alocha, to give it a shame, Rishus HaYochid, you don't say that Svarom. So the Maisa on top of the tree is not a Rishus HaYochid, because the Maisa it's not Roch of Dalad by Dalad. Therefore, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the tree and put it on the ground with your Isa. It'll only be the Rabbanon Dikis Svarom. So that's Rebbe Shita. When something is only Yosem, the Rabbanon, Bein HaShemosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, at that time, you are allowed to be over the Shlusim, Letzorech Mitzvah. So at that time, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the tree and put it down on the ground. So now the Erev could be Chal. Yeah, let's see Rashi inside. Rashi, the Sovel Lach Rev Meir. The Yom HaGabi Kippur, we had the Shala by an archway. If you have a door, an entrance to the door, and there's an archway on top, a Perakama, Chaykikin Lahashlam. The Jemeya Shita was, even an archway is Mechuyiv in the Mezuzah, even though it's not Yud Tfachim high and Rochiv Dalat Tfachim, but since it's solid wood there, you can hollow out the wood and make it a Mokim, a good Pesach there. Omiyo Zatrashi, Rishu Sayachad Gemura Lehevi. Avadar doesn't make it into Rishu Sayachad Gemura. Kivan the Ainba Tachtisa shall even Rochiv Dalat. Since on the bottom part of the tree, it's not Roch of Dalad. If the bark of the tree is, let's say, only 3x3. Is Afagav the Broishoi, Roch of Abo, even on top of the tree. This basket now is making it Roch of Dalad, or not like I said before, and even without Lahashlim. On top it comes to be Arbo, Trashid the Kukola, Mashlima, Liyasorom, that the Kukola makes it 10. Not the word really 10 shouldn't be, it really should be 4. That the Kukola is making it now wide. 4x4, so the churut should be a Rishus HaYochid on top. Still, they have a Rishus HaYochid. Eliim came maskulios rechova yarbo mitzvah gimum. You need from the bottom of the floor up, it should be rochiv, dalad by dalad. Because any time on bottom, it's not gimel, dalad by dalad. If it's a small beam on the bottom going up and on top it's rochiv, dalad by dalad, we always say, since the gedim, the kids could walk on the bottom, you don't say gudachis. The mechitzas can't come down. And any time on the bottom, you could walk through it, you don't say gudachis. So you have to have dalad by dalad on the floor also. Here, the tree itself, the bump, the bark of the tree coming up is less than dalad by dalad. So that mokim, since the gedim could walk through, is not called gudachis, it's not called rishos ha-yochid midiraisa. Yedhochi amrina bazor, this is the Gemara in Azorik, says, gabi botzina demeshim, we have the boats there, to the heavy svinah shashaleim chadim, that the bottom of the ship, the bottom of the boat, is very sharp, v'yein b'shaleim rochav dalad, and the bottom of the boat does not come to be wide dalad. Olamala hein hochos or machibos, the ship is made that as you go higher up in the ship, it gets wider and wider harbing. O mechitzos and gevoya yud. Now you have big mechitzos there, yud tfachim hoi, it's still a metalklam them. We have the end of Gemara and Shabbos, inside the boat is not a reshus ha-yochid. El arba amas is like a caramelist. The lav reshus ha-yochid ninum. The afagav the gevoya masor of rochim arbo, milamal, even though on top is 10 tfachim hoi, and wide dalat tfachim, hoilu vishuleyem lehevi arbo. Since on the bottom of the ship, the bottom, it's not rochim, it's not wide dalat. It's only wide one amma, one tefach there. So melu we say gedim boikim bo, since the gedim can walk through there, you don't say gudachis. It's like mechitzas tlui, it's like the mechitzah hanging in the air. So such a case is not called rishus yochin. For ocha gabi ilon nami, the same thing. Taina mishum ochi hu. This is the reason why also on top of the tree is not really rishus yochin. Come to say, the tree itself, the bark of the tree going up, is not rochiv dalin. It's only 2x2, 3x3. So only on top of the tree where you have the branch, you have a Coca-Cola basket right next to it. So the top here is Gavoya, dollar by dollar. But down here, it's only Gimel by Gimel. So the shallow is, since on top it's Gavoya, dollar by dollar, let's say Gudachis, the sides of the baskets come down and give it a Mechitza. That's called Mechitza Tluya, we don't say. Since on the bottom, the Gedim, the behemoths can walk through, we don't say a Mechitza comes down. Only by mayim, by water we had, are we make of the say, if you have mechitzas over a balcony, standing over the river, there will make of the say the mechitzas could come down. But kozuman, you're over dry land, that on the bottom the gedim could walk through, we don't see gudachas, we don't see the mechitzas coming down. So since on the bottom of the tree it's not dalad by dalad, the top of the tree is not called rishus ha-yochid. So at the zoi, why does Rebbe need the kol to be there altogether? Because Rebbe holds like the Yehuda Shita, that while being an Erev, Agabi Mokam Dalad Aleka, Beloi Kukola, without the basket there next to the tree on top, the top of the tree is only Rochav Gimel by Gimel. So the Erev Bechal can't be Chal. That's why I have to have the Kukola basket there. That the basket now makes it like it's Dalad by Dalad on top, so it's a Choshev Mokam there. So therefore the Erev is Chal. It's also with the Rabbanim to take the Erev down, Eshin, because you be mishtamish bilon, but that's Rabbi Sheet that holds it. Ben Ashmoshes, you are allowed to do isurim with rabbanon's l'tzorich mitzvah. Ravaita. So the more my Rabbi Yehuda, where's this Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda said like this: Noyet koira b'rishus rabbim. Somebody stuck a beam in the middle of rishus rabbim. He stuck it into the ground, the pole, and the pole is going straight up. Veniach eruva yaleho. And he put his there, he put the two lechems, the two breads, on top of this pole. Gevoya yud v'rochiv dalad eruv yerev. If the pole, even though it's 10 tfachim high, but if it's wide, dalad by dalad on top, then it's good. V'yimlav ein eruv yerev. If on top it's not rochiv dalad, the erev is not chal. That's the view of the shittim. Since you didn't put the erev on a choshev mokum, it's not a mokum dalad or dalad, the erev is not chal. Even though mamish, of other halakas, there wouldn't be any chsaron, because since it's near your dalad amas from the floor, we had before, when you want to be kind of shvis on the floor, all the dalad amas around you is considered your makam, and the imamas go up to shemayim. So anything that's within dalad by dalad around you, that no matter how high up it is, it's called in the same makam where you are. It's called in your makam like you could get it to where you are. That wouldn't be the chsaron here. The chsaron is, though, that it's not on a makam chashiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Arab has to be on a chashiv makam. The makam has to be dalad by dalad. Here, if the top of this pole is not dalad by dalad, the erev is not chal. So the Gemara Adarabba, the svar should be just the opposite way. Hu v'yeruva b'mokim echod. Farkert, where the pole is, let's say, high, but it's not rochiv dalad by dalad, it's not called rishus ha-yochid, so what is it? It's a mokim ptur. So Adarabba, mokim ptur is part of the rishus ha-rabba on the bottom. There should be a svar pumfakert, that if the beam is, the smaller it is, the more it's like part of the ground, it should be part of the rishus ha-rabba. So what's the swan Rabbi Yehuda? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say he put the Erev on top of the pole? That's not dal by dal, the Erev is not chal. Elohochikom, this is what he meant to say. Kivoya Sora, if the beam is 10 tfachim ha'yishino, Sora sheb roisha arbo. You have to have 4 tfachim on top. That's a choshev amokim. Ein gevoya Sora, let's say the beam is not 10 tfachim ha'y, then ein Sora sheb roisha arbo. Alright, so the kash before is a little bit different. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi learns, the kash of Ad Rabba is fakir. The rest of Gesalka Daita Zochikom, it happens like this. The Yim Lav, the Yena Gvoya Soro, Oi Sheena Rechova Abo, Eina Ruva Yerv. His Dahavim mean it was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be two Tanoim. It has to be 10 Tfochim Hoi, and Rochav Dal 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 on top. But if it's less than Dal, then if it's less than 10 Tfochim Hoi, it's no good. So that's the Gemara's Kash. What kind of Svar is that? If it's less than 10 Tfochim, Pshit it should be good. Anything less than 10 Tfochim is like Bota to the Rishus Rabin. Like usually the Avra of the Rishus Rabin goes up 10 Tfochim. So if the Erev is in the first 10 Tfochim off the ground, Fakerv, that's Zichin your Rishus. So what do you say if it's less than 10 Tfochim, it's no good? That's the Havaminim. And for the Gemara and the Chanami, Rabbi Yehuda means to say like this. In a case where it's 10 Tfochim off the ground, then it's not considered on the ground. It's considered up in the air. So then on that mokum has to be a chashva mokum. It has to at least be dollar a dollar up there. If it's not dollar a dollar on top of the beam, it's not chal. But in a chanami, if the beam tak is lamala, is not 10 tfokim off the ground, it's lower, then you don't have to have dollar a dollar. Because kolzman, it's not 10 tfokim off the ground, it's considered part of the ground. As the Gemara says, Elohochi koma, kivoya, sorry, if the beam is 10 tfokim off the ground, then sarach shi'ebrei shi'abo. Then you have to have 4x4 tfachim on top, to give it a chashim emakim. What about ein gevoya sara? Let's say the whole beam is not 10 tfachim high, then taka ein sarach sheb reishi abo. Then on top, you do not have to have abo, you do not have to have a chashim emakim on top, because fakir, it's considered part of the ground, like it's on the ground. Rashi says, Rashi gevoya sara, the midlayim rishus rabim, if it's 10 tfachim off the ground, so it's above the rishus rabim, then the din is sarach sheb reich bayabo. Then it has to be wide, dalid. Shehei shom mokim choshim. That you have to have up there a choshim mokim you have to have. Mashenkin ein a gvoya soro, ein soro shei roich by dalid. The afilu pochus mi dalid, even if the top of the beam is less than dalid. Anything that's less than 10 tfachim off the ground is commander man chayyad arayahi. It's considered like it's on the ground itself. So that's strong of Yehuda Shittim. That if you have this beam that's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, so the Erev now is not on the ground, it's in the air, it has to be a chash of a mokum up there, at least dalad by dalad. That's what Rebbe said, that this tree, if the top of the tree, if it's yud tfachim high, and the top of the tree is only gimel by gimel, it's not a reshus yachid, it's only chash of the Erev if you have a basket next to it. Because the basket makes it a chash of a mokum dalad by dalad, then everything is chal. So at Gemara Lechura, Kiman the like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara now goes not like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's machlekes on which Gemara before are we asking the question. First let's see what's the kasha? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says you do say good achis. There's no sign for Magdi and Beikenbaum, even though something mechitza are hanging in the air, still we can sit as if the mechitza comes down. The Rabbi Yosi the Tanya, we learn. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Noyat Konev Rishus Rabin. Somebody stuck a beam in the Rishus Rabin. The Niyach Barosha Trafkel. On top of the beam, he put a basket. And the basket is Rochav Dalad by Dalad. So on top of the basket, it is considered a Rishus Yochid. The Melo. The Zorach Venacha Gavit. If somebody threw something from the Rishus Rabin on top, that landed on top of this basket, you should know Chayiv. You're Chayiv Midiraisa. Because on top of this basket, it is considered Rishus Yochid. So, Chura, what do you see? That Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, good achis, even though the mechitzas are hanging in the air. And underneath these mechitzas, the gedim could walk, because the pole holding up the basket is not much a thin pole. It's maybe one tefach by another tefach. But since on top of the pole you have a basket, which is dalad by dalad, we say on top is called the Rishus HaYochid, and the mechitzas come down. So you see, it's not starting from gedim by kavom. So for the kashrut, before we said by this kukala, no, we don't say it's called Rishus HaYochid on top. Why? Because since the bottom of the tree is not Rochav Dal Dal Dalid, we don't consider the top of the tree with the basket of Rishus HaYochid. This is a stira to Rabbi Yaisi. The Chur, according to Rabbi Yaisi, we do consider the top of Rishus Yochid, even though on bottom it's not Rochiv Dalad Adalim. Therefore, should be a Kash on Rebbe. If you're zetting on this tree, the top of the tree itself was only Gimel by Gimel. Bottom to straight up the tree is only Gimel by Gimel. Now, on top of the tree, we're putting this basket next to the tree, so it makes the top of the tree Rochiv Dalad by Dalad. Still, we're saying on top of the tree is not considered Rishus Yochid. That's why the Erev is Chal, because you're allowed to take the Erev off the basket and bring it down to the ground. Why? Because the top is not called Rishus Yochid. Why did we say it's not called Rishus Yochid? Because since on the bottom the Gedeon could walk through it, you don't say Gudachis. So that's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, well, you do say Gudachis, even though Gedeon could walk underneath it. So our din is not like Rabbi Yossi says. See Rashi? Shashi Kaman. Mitara Suvina Lielafa gav the Khik Mashum Bikarak of Dalin. Whoever Shusiyochim Mishun and Bikra Dalid is like the Yesi of Yuda. Because he says Traskal means Sal Rok of Dal. You have a basket that's 4x4 tfochin. And you put the basket on top of this tall beam. The Zorak Rishusarabim Vanocha Gabov, somebody throws from the Rishusarabim and it lands in the basket, you should know Chayiv. It's called an Isidi Raisa. You threw from Rishusarabim into Rishusiyochid. Alma, we see from Rabbi Yosin, Afa gav de kona, ain't a rochav dalad, even though this beam is very thin. It's not dalad by dalad, still on top it's heavy rishus yochid. Hoyel vel yoin a dalad, since on top it is gavoya dalad, rochav dalad. The arena good achis, we do say good achis, we do see the mechitis coming down to the ground. Vachim the first bazorit, this is what the Gemara in Shabbos says. So you see, Rabbi Yosin does know from the svara of gedeon baikim bom. Even though underneath the mechitza on the ground, it's very thin, so the gedeon could walk on both sides of it. That should stop us from saying gudachis. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it doesn't stop us. So the Chur Rebbe can't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, the Erev should not be chal. Since the Erev is on top of the tree with the kukola, so together with Rochiv Dalad, on top should be Rishus Yochid. If it's a Rishus Yochid on top, it's awesome with the Raisa to take the Erev off it, so the Erev shouldn't be chal. So the Chur Rebbe is saying not like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara, no, maybe it's no stira. So the Gemara, nein, afilu ten Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. But I'll tell you there's a chilik between the two cases. There's a chilik if you have a beam going straight up Rishus Rabin, and you have a basket on top of the beam. The basket on top of the beam, Rashi learns, goes all around the beam. So the Maisa, when the Mechitza comes down, it's coming down on all four sides of the beam. You have one thin pole going straight up. On top you have a round basket, all around the beam. It's called Hodrin Mechitzas. The Mechitzas come down on all four sides, that you could say Gudachis. That's Rav Yosi Svara. Here by us we're talking about the tree is a stump. It's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim going straight up. You put the basket on the side of the tree. So now this basket on the side is not surrounding the tree all around. It doesn't go all around the tree. It's only on one side of the tree. Since it's only on one side of the tree, then you don't say Gudachis. There's a chilek if the basket is mamish surrounding all around the tree, all around the pole. The basket goes all around the pole, then we say gudachas on all four sides. But in our case, with a tree, and the basket is side by side, so the basket does not go all around the tree. It's only on one side of the tree, then you do not say gudachas. Here's the Gemara. Afil tem Rav Yosi of Yehuda. Hosam hodrin mechitzosa. Thereby the basket on top of the pole, hodrin means it's going all around the pole. Then we say gudachas. But here the basket is not going around the tree, therefore we do not say gudachis. Let's see Rashi. Joshi Hossam, Hodron Mechitzosam. 2 lines before the big line, the bottom big lines. Hossam, Hodron Mechitzos, Hatraskel, Soyveve, Sesakona. There the basket goes around this pole. Shere Tochab Ben Siusai. You put the basket, mamish, in the middle of the pole. The Chiyamrin and Gudachas Mechitzos Hatrasku, when we tell us now that the sides of the basket come down, Adakaka comes down to the ground, Nimtza Kone Muk of Mechitzos Shecholole Arbom, comes out the Mechitza going all around the basket, the basket's coming all around the pole, and on all four sides we have Dalad by Dalad. Mechitz Shecholole Arbom, Vesulek Lamem Lid, then you can't say anything, then we do say Gudachas. Mashenkin Hochole Hodra Mechitzos. The kokola ain't no kefes as uber shalilum. Here the best is not going around the thickness of the tree. Now if I care, the best is only on one side of the tree. The chiamrino good achis, and even if you would say good achis, akati iskon lemeim a chokkin lahashtim. Still we have to say chokkin as if you want to hollow out
the tree or hollow out the basket to make it look like a flat, one flat place. Let the roof make a call of Hadilam. In order to make the top of the tree and the basket look equally, you're going to have to hollow out the tree there. You're going to have to do a chaytikin first. That's Rashi's Svarim.
You don't say two things. We don't say chaytikin as if to say the basket is on the side of the tree. So really, maybe the tree is a little bit higher. You want to make the top of the tree flat, you have to first flatten out the tree. So you have to say chaytikin. So first to say chaytikin, and then to say gudacha, to say two Svarim, that you don't say. That's Rashi's Svarim. Mitzvah says that Bisoshver, the other Rishonim, were different Pshatim. Now, call upon them as a chilek. Between when the Kokola is on top, some learn the other Pshat is the Kokola, Bemison has Mechitis itself over there. There you have a basket on top of the pole, but the Betrasla itself had Dalad Mechitis. So those Mechitis come down. Here you don't have Dalad Mechitis. Here the basket, you just want to come down on one side, it doesn't come down. Alright, Bekitzah is a chilek. That here Rabbi Yossi doesn't say his Alachon from Gudachas. Here the Mechitis don't come down. So Rashi learns, because here you have to say two dinim. First you have to say chokim lahashtim, mashma that the basket is not at the same height as the tree. The tree goes higher, and the basket goes on the side of it. So to make it look like a flat plane, first you have to chokim, you have to hollow out the tree. So to say chokim, and then to say gudach is two dinim you don't say. That's why our din Rebbe can even go according to Rabbi Yossi. Here we don't see the mechitis so well, so we don't say gudachas. Right, Rabbi Yehovi Yehomar, Rabbi Yehomi says another terence. Shani kilkola. Hoyel v'yochol lin toysa olavi elotei chasora. I tell you, we're talking about taka, the basket is on top of the tree, that the tree is rochiv dalad by dalad. The tree taka is the Rishus HaYochin. On top of the tree is the Rishus HaYochin. Nothing to do now, you have to come on to Gimel and to be mashlim. No, the tree, just like the Rishus is talking about, the tree itself on top is rochiv dalad, is the Rishus HaYochin. So the kasha was, since you have the basket on top of this, is a Rishus HaYochid, so it's awesome with your rice to take the food out of the basket. So how could Rabbi say the Erev Eschal? That was the original kasha. And with Ravina, since it's a basket, you could like lower the basket. Shake, tilt the basket that make the opening of the basket to be lower than Yitzvachim. So even though right now it's more than Yitzvachim, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, you could lower the basket to make it come less than Yitzvachim off the ground. Then there wouldn't be any Siddurisa taking the food out of the basket. Hey, so the Yochel and Toysa, you could tilt it, Ulavilo Techasora, and bring it lower than 10 Tfachim. So Drashi, Shani Kukola, Hoyovi Aruchi, it's very long, Yochel and Toysa, you could tilt it, Vulo Yakreno Mitliyosan, don't take it off from hanging off the tree. Vyata Rosha, just tilt the head of it, Echod, Ashio Latoch Yud, until one end of it comes within Yutzvachim. Now that the area of a Mitzvah, the bread itself, is not Yutzvachim off the ground, is not sitting in the Rishos Yochid, you will have to take the bread off this, off the basket. And Taisa says here, Pirish, Hoyel V'Yochel and Taisa, Pirish Ben Shmuel, the Haya Moira Sava Karabon, the Yamri Bamatzniya, Ogod Kli Shemoy Ogid, the Chivon, the Ogod Kli Lamala Meyud, Kishinach Erev Lamato, Ein Halacha Zu Isaroit Zu. Like the Manashok, really the kasher is, you have the basket which is Yud Tfachim off the ground. We're telling you, tilt the basket down to bring it lower than Yud, to bring it within the Rishus Rabin. So why isn't that a Nisir Deraisa? If you're bringing part of the basket from Lamala Meyud to Bottom Meyud, that should be called, you made it from Rishus Yochel to Rishus Rabin. So lowering the basket should be Yasim Deraisa. That we say no, Agad Kli Shema Yagad. Since at least one part of the Kli is still in the Rishus Yochid, there's no Yasim Deraisa. No Issa bringing the Kli a little bit into the Rishus Rabin. It's only us if you bring the whole Kli into the Rishus Rabin. But Kozuman, part of the Kli is still in the Rishus Yochid, there's no Issa. So you bring the Kli down a little bit, so the bottom part is not in the Rishus Yochid anymore. Now you'll have to put your hands in and take it out of him, because it's not in the Rishus Yochid anymore, so it won't be an Issa Deraisa. It'll be awesome with the Rabbanan, but again, Ben Ashmosh is a smuta. So there it says, the Kukola, the basket, you have a right to tilt the basket and bring it down less than Yud, there wouldn't be any issue of the right to taking it out of there on Shabbos.
Why should you have to go through the whole halacha for laying down the water? That's only water is mutter.
What do you mean by water?
If you have water covering, if you drop your basket down and you have water covering higher than three, that's mutter, right?
Water, well, we don't have water, we have water.
Well.
Well. Oh, that was something else. Shani Hudson, Yochel Taisla Bil Lutech Asuria. So tomorrow, Yosef Rapopo, we'll soon see more about Esher well here, about the Borah, we'll see later. Yosef Rapopo, Vukomalol Hashmaitata, he said, open this halacha.
Eisve Rav Bar Shavuol Rapopo. So Rav Bar Shavuol has to cash to Rapopo. Ketzer is a new halacha by Yomtif. Ketzer uoisem. Molicha berishoin umach shecholov v'noitloi uboloi v'sheini umach shecholov v'yoichloi.
Here's the case. Let's say Shabbos, there's a Yomtif and then a Shabbos. For Friday is Yomtif and then Shabbos is Shabbos. And you want to make a Ruvit Chumim for both days. You want to make a Ruvit Chumim for Friday, for Yomtif, to be able to walk Chusat Chum. And you want the same Erev to help you again on Shabbos to be able to walk out Chusat Chum. So the Yetzer is, Malichai Berishon, it means Erev Yomtif on Thursday, you take your Lechem, go outside the city, the Paimama, or Mach Shefolov, wait there outside till it becomes Ben Hashemosh, the first day of Yomtif, and then the Erev is Chal. Benoitloy, right after the Erev Eschal on the first night of, on Thursday night of Yomtif, Benoitloy, then take it home with you. Oboloy, since on Yomtif you're allowed to carry, the Yetzirah is take the Erev home with you. So the Erev Eschal, since Ben Ashmosh, the Erev was out there, right then the Erev Eschal. Once the Erev Eschal, the bread doesn't have to be there the rest of the Shabbos. Even if you take it home, the Erev is still Chal. The Yetzirah take it home is posture that it shouldn't get lost there tomorrow. Somebody shouldn't come and eat it up and you won't have it again for Shabbos. Now, Vesheni, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, which is the first day of Yom Tif again, Mach Shefolov, walk there Friday, right before Shabbos, to Chutz Tchum, or by the Tchum, you want to put your Erev, V'oichloi, and eat the Suda there, Uboloi, and then come home. That's what you have to do. Whereas you have to go out there and bring your challah there, Zai Erev Yom Tif, and Zai Friday, Erev Shabbos, that the Lechem has to be outside there in the Mokum, where you want the Erev to be challah. Is the Kashamai, why do you have to bring the Lechem out there?